Hello, everybody. Welcome back to Game Closet Chats. This is Adam.
And Bianca.
And we are continuing to rank the closet today. This is number 91 through 100.
Oh, wow. Like, deja vu.
Going back in time.
Oh, my gosh. It's funny. Back in time, or Back to the Future, was, like, trending on Netflix.
Oh, really?
And I was like, my honey, you watched them all.
You think I set the trend?
And I think you set the trend. Yeah.
I think you're right.
Like, just watched all of them.
All right,
and they were trending.
Thanks for tuning in to the Back to the Future podcast.
We're going to play Back to the Future game.
Back to the Future in review.
We don't have that, actually.
We don't. There's two of them that just came out this year, and we didn't get either one. So maybe sometime
we'll
in the future.
Yeah.
But today, we are the best of the best. One
Top
through ten.
Two. Creme de la creme.
Yep. Well, at least my list will be. We'll have to see if your...
Mine is...
Yours makes
elite.
It there.
I'm sorry.
I think there's... I'm going to predict right now.
Okay.
Seven. No.
I mean, I already have a few on here that you already
six?
Said.
Okay,
oh,
six
on,
or
on.
Seven. No.
Well, I'm going to look at mine.
You're not looking at my list.
I'm
you
not.
Notice. No, I mean, I'm not. I'm just trying to remember
I'm gonna say
and
at least
think
five.
About Oh, I'm 100% on five.
Okay.
And I'm gonna say 75% on six and like 25% on seven.
Ooh, seven is a lot.
I think there's gonna be about three games that are not on.
Yes, it's gonna be my personal like favorites.
Right.
Yeah.
So
okay.
If you've got any of the games
the
that we've already talked about, throw them away. You only need these 10. These 10 for the rest of your life.
No, oh my god.
Okay, you wanna start with number one?
No,
of course not. That'd be ridiculous.
You're crazy.
All right, you're number 10.
My number 10, coming in at 10, Time Stories.
Time Stories, yes. Okay.
Time Stories. I very much enjoyed all of the Time Stories that we played. And, okay, they were a little rough. They were a little rough sometimes.
Taken as a whole.
But taken as a whole experience. I really enjoy Time Stories, and I wish I could go back and play it all for the first time again.
Yeah, I agree. I think that that's true. Yeah.
And I kind of can. Some of them, you know, that we played, I think we played a couple of, like, the expansions, like, pretty in quick succession, so it's like...
Oh, yeah.
The details for those things are not as clear to me anymore.
No.
It's like, maybe, like, the first two or three...
Yeah.
Well, definitely, like, the first one and the second one. Third one, and then after that, it's sort of kind of, it gets hazy for me. But I just really enjoyed, I mean, it was a new, fresh concept when we got it, and, yeah.
Maybe
so.
We should play it on New Year's.
No.
Oh, wait, that's today.
20 games.
Yeah, I don't have anything else really to say about it. Maybe,
okay.
Maybe it'll come up again. Who knows? I certainly don't.
What's your number 10, then?
My number 10 is Tainted Grail. So this is about 15 or so higher up the list.
Suffered a
yours
bit.
Yours was a few episodes ago, but...
Really? Your top 10? Okay.
I was surprised.
Lay it on me.
I was surprised. I didn't even think this would do top 20, to tell you the truth.
Yeah.
But there's so much there, and I know and I believe that there is. Like, if we just need to dive in and do it.
Yeah.
I feel like I love the game... story.
Mm-hmm.
I love the game play.
Yeah.
I love the game art.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's so cool when you're like reading through the descriptions of things and it matches what you see on the card.
Mm-hmm.
I think that there is just all we've done is nibble the edges.
Yeah,
maybe taken like one bite, and it was like going to a restaurant of a food you've never had before, and we like ate a meal. I'm like, I'm not sure how I feel about that, or
the entirety
like,
of the
yeah.
Like,
oh, I didn't know
cuisine.
that the napkin was edible or something. Like, you know what I mean? Because there's so much. I feel like we did get through a good chunk of this.
We did,
well,
but even then...
Like chapter 4.
Yeah, but it's and it's like referencing stuff in chapter like 14.
Right.
13.
Yes.
And I'm like, when are we ever going to get there? I don't know.
But I feel like we learned so much from that.
Yeah.
And also playing up through to that point was like confusing and didn't necessarily make sense. Not that we were playing it wrong, it just wasn't like the right way, maybe.
Yeah, and I think we go into more detail in our... video that we video. I would say video. On the other podcast episode of, I think we were coming at it from a like just trying to play through it too fast and not like savoring the story as we're going through.
So. I actually have to look and see. We'll do a little podcast and a podcast here. Was that a podcast?
Was that a podcast?
Yeah. I'm telling you, I do not remember doing the Tainted Grail.
And we're like, we're gonna get you reference it.
You reference. I guess we did. There it is. I'm like, you.
What episode was that?
I don't know. I stopped trying to count. All right. I don't remember doing a whole one.
We did. We were like, we're gonna.
Well, there you go.
Yeah.
So go back and listen to that if you want more on it. That was my number 10.
Okay. My number 9.
So that's one. Ooh. I might have been wrong.
That no,
I think there's going to be four. So that was one difference. My number 9 is Reavers of Midgard.
Okay.
So this one's already. I know you very much enjoy Reavers. On I do. Yeah. I like this game a lot. I feel like the fact that we are a fleet of longboats going out to raid, the mat looks fantastic, the dice are top notch, the player boards are great, recessed.
Reavers the one where they sent us the replacement.
Well, they might have been, but it's still literally just sitting on a shelf somewhere because it was like 1 millimeter thinner than it should have been or something. I'm like, I had no problems with the ones we had. Yeah. I think this is a great game. I think this, well, it obviously beats Champions for me.
Mm-hmm.
I just really like the way it plays.
I do too. I have enjoyed the, like, are you going to follow and get those benefits, or are you going to do something else, you know, because, you know, your tribe has something different in mind, and waiting to get to that, or, you know, getting the boons from the gods and stuff, so I really enjoy, like, all of the theming in this game.
I do still feel like there was one piece of it that was confusing. It was, like, how to use, like, the item upgrades, like, you get cards, and they have symbols. There's something weird about that that we had to look up and didn't quite understand. But other than that, too, the symbols for the game, it's, you know, once you pick it up, very consistent, very good. I would say a game we played recently was the Liftoff, which did not have good symbols. It was like, should not have two or three different symbols that mean the same thing.
Yeah.
Like, if you're going to have a symbol that means and, it should only be that symbol, if at all possible. So anyway, this one's good at that. Reavers of Midgard. My number 9.
Your 9?
Your number 9.
My number 9. Mm. Betrayal and Betrayal Legacy.
Another one that's already been
it
on
was
a
already
list,
on yours,
so,
but it's not far away.
No, it was number 11.
It was number 11. So, this was one of the first, just talking in reference to the original Betrayal, one of the first games in the collection, and we played the crap out of that, and I think we did pretty much every single haunt. And then when Legacy came out, I was just so excited to sort of like relive that again, and it gave us so much more. And then at the end, Legacy, you have a game to play. We talked about it a little bit more in our Legacy episode, but I just really enjoy Betrayal, and I enjoy the way it plays, and the traitor aspect of it is fun, and just the items, and so Betrayal all around for me, number 9 on my list.
Yeah, that's great. 100% agree everything you said. I think this was a game that was always our starter, new player, new people in the group game. So, and it's in the top 10 for you, and top 11 for me.
It's
and
right it's, there. So.
I would say it's rare for us for a game that's like our go-to beginner game is going to be up here. So, awesome. How about your number 8?
My number 8 is Bob Ross.
Okay. Well, again, not far.
Not far.
Oh, no. Mine was in the 20. 21.
Yeah, yours was in the 20. I love Bob Ross. I mean, it's got a place in my heart of just the theming and the fact that it's like, it's such a chill game and it's no like... It's no like gotcha neighbor kind of stuff, or it's, you know, you're just painting, and I really enjoy the just kind of relaxing nature of it, and it is Bob Ross, and you're painting happy little trees so,
and fluffy little clouds, and majestic mountains.
So,
well, I have bad news.
What is your bad news?
It's not going to be 7 games that are the same, because that was 3, and I know there's a 4th one. So, Bob Ross, great game, 100%. Couldn't say more about it. My number 8 is viticulture.
Ooh.
So.
Yes.
This is apparently the definitive worker placement for me. Maybe. One
well, is that the only one on your
Well, there's another one that's well, partially worker yeah. placement. So, just worker placement, yes. I would say if you aren't playing with the Tuscany board, then you're definitely not playing viticulture. You need to
have... The extended
have, yeah,
board.
You just have to. Without that, this probably would be like 80s or 90s. For me.
Yeah, we had the original version of it, and then when they came out with the expansion, I was so excited, and the mm-hmm. fact that they had a new board with more stuff on it, I gotta tell you, and I'll tell you in a little bit when I talk more about it.
It just feels so much more complete with the four seasons that are actually you're doing something, the wake-up chart, which is fantastic. I don't dig on the stars in the, like... area control-ish, but again, that's not surprising if you've listened to any of these.
Yeah.
So, viticulture, my number 8, and I'll let
okay.
Bianca talk more about it, maybe, if it happens to if come up on hers. If it happens
to come up, weird, yeah. What about your number 7?
My number 7 is Nemesis.
Hey-o!
So, okay. This game, again, this is, what, 2 Awakened Realms? It is yeah. on my top 10.
It's funny and very different. Nemesis being your sci-fi very space and Tainted yeah. Grail being your high kind of high fantasy, historical. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And also, like, it's not story-driven.
It has Nemesis. A campaign.
It does but... have the and honestly, we should go back and do that again because it isn't, it's not really a campaign. It's like a little story.
It's a choose your own adventure.
Yeah.
And it's short. But, I mean, a great introduction into the game.
Yes, I think that was actually, I don't even know if we played a two-player game. Well, we probably did, because we probably thought it would be better to do that. But really, it's better, I think, to just start with a campaign, because it does start, like, smaller, in, or the story.
Whatever, it also kind of gives you background of just more than, like, you're just on this ship, but it's right. it's more than that. Like, this is a derelict ship, and you are amnesic, and you have no idea what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe you don't necessarily have to know that right. to just enjoy it, and... You know, I don't think most of our friends know that, so
yeah.
Just enjoying it as it is. Yeah.
Yeah. I think that Aftermath, the expansion, is a bit of a miss. It's too like the game already takes a lot to set up and to play.
Yeah.
And then you have to set it up again to play Aftermath after you've already played the game.
Mm-hmm.
It's fine. I like the fact that it added more characters and you can just do the like research mode or something that they call where you basically just play a regular game with the Aftermath stuff.
Oh, okay.
Which I would bet is what a lot of people do.
Yeah.
And it doesn't last long enough to feel satisfying to me.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I really feel like it was
well, I think it's only, what is it, like 6 or 8 rounds? It's so short. I think
it's only 5, actually.
Is it 5?
Oh, it's not I know more it's, than 6. It's 5 or 6.
Super short, and yeah. then, like, you gotta get out of there.
And you're like, very about, focused we, on yeah, the events the, or whatever.
That's my only poo-poo about it.
Yeah. I just would almost say just, I would probably never play that way again.
Yeah.
But definitely using the stuff in the base game. And we also had some interesting ideas about, like, how you could use the shuttle. Like, maybe you use the shuttle to get to the ship, and then you, like, that. I think we were talking about, like, that could be another way to escape. Like, yeah. sending the signal
mm-hmm.
was calling the ship.
Yeah.
And then...
having it show up halfway through the game right, or something.
In, like, 4 or 5 rounds, it gets there. I don't know. But Nemesis, my number 7.
Okay. My number 7, polar opposite of dark, gritty aliens, my number 7 is Photosynthesis.
Oh, I forgot all about that not being on your list.
Yep.
Number 7.
Yeah. I super enjoy it.
Pandemic Season 1 was in your 20s.
Mm-hmm.
Synthesis is number 7.
It's number 7. Okay.
I just, my brain didn't want to compute that, so I had to,
it's like, okay.
stop, rerun.
Yep. It's okay. Just sit with it for a second.
Okay. Done.
Okay. Number 7, Photosynthesis.
Great game.
Great game. New mechanics that I thoroughly enjoy and have fun with. The trees...
what do they call them?
brown and green, kind of tall. I love the trees. I love the concept of the shadow. I love the concept of the son, I think we've only played it a couple of times, which makes me sad because I very much enjoy it. And
if I'd known it was a top 10 for you, but why don't we play this more?
I don't know, because okay. No one else wants to play it. I don't know.
We have 100 games. No one thinks to think of.
I look at it every time on the shelf.
It's on you. If you ever were to say let's play, everyone would say okay.
There's one next to it that I very much would really? Rather play
gonna,
next.
You're just gonna bit pivot
more.
Right into that. What is that? You're number six.
My number
right?
six is Parks.
Wow. So there's even fewer than I thought we're gonna.
Yeah.
Match. It didn't even make your list, did it? Rebellion.
No. Not at all.
I've
never even played it, so it didn't make my
list. Even lower. Okay, sorry. Anyway.
Number six is Parks.
Great game.
Absolutely love it. Fell in love with it from the moment we started setting it up, and mm-hmm. I was like, I know I'm going to love this game. So
not a top 10 game, but it's a good game.
Wow.
No, not a top 10 for me.
Yeah.
I think it's great. My mind is being blown by this top 10
really?
Right now.
And it is because like just every aspect of it, the art, the components, the resource management and action management and the ever-changing sight trail. Yeah, I just think it's so much fun. Like, another one that has just, like, interesting mechanics to me.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm in love with all of the components. Mm-hmm. And, you know, the first time we played, I was like, I love this game. And this is going to be in my top 10.
Yeah, that's great. We're going to have to get Tokaido and play and see mm-hmm. what you think of that. So
I know, it's funny. Tokaido's been out forever and we've never, like...
It's just never really, I mean, it's been one of like, oh, well, maybe, and just never gotten there. So.
Okay, well, blowing your mind with my number six. So what is your number six?
Dinosaur Island.
Okay.
Whoa, I'm going to have a peek on that one.
You?
What are you writing down?
I'm just taking some notes to prove how...
Dinosaur Island, my number six.
Right I am.
How right you are. great game.
Yeah.
This is one that we didn't get into it until the second Kickstarter.
Yes.
We didn't get it until the Totally Liquid.
Mm-hmm.
I love the the box. I love the over-the-top Totally Liquid
box. You were
box.
Totally like, man,
I know,
really
I
like
was.
This
I
anymore.
Was. I was kind of against it, but I have come around.
I really
like it now. The thing I don't like is the giant bag of pink plastic dinosaurs.
Yes.
Like, I don't, I would...
I honestly would love to do a meeple upgrade for that game.
That would be intense.
It would be intense, but like, I just love this game so much. Yeah. So it's like,
I appreciate the effort they put into them and stuff, but it's just there's. I would almost rather they were more generic, which is unfortunate because it's a huge bag of minis, and you like digging through if you want to find the one that is really yours.
That's true.
And then I don't think they actually have all of them.
Or they're like similar enough.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Yeah. So. It's such a small critique, but that's it. That's the only thing wrong with this game as far as I'm concerned.
Okay.
It's paced well. I'm never bored. It's a wonderful two-player game.
This is the, like, quintessential for me, the, like, I have my plan, and this is the order in which
and
the
no
plans
And no one's
going to
mess with your plan?
And no
Probably.
One's generally, unless someone picks a dice that I really, really need. But, like, that's it, you know?
Oh, that's true. I guess there is actually several, like the
dice
there
is.
And
it's
then
the dice
cards.
And then the buying phase.
Yeah.
And it's like, but you know, like it can be mitigated.
It can, and there's multiple paths to do it.
Totally.
So, Dinosaur Island, my number six, it's great. That's the
heck yeah.
Put it there.
Number five?
One, two, three, four. My number five is Western Legends.
Yep.
So,
I figured it would be
top five.
Yep.
This is one that's top five, but only played three or four times. But,
yeah, I guess. A handful of times.
Yeah. I'm always ready to play it again.
Mm-hmm.
I enjoy the mining, the rustling, the sheriffing, the gambling.
Banditing.
The banditing. I think this one I could do without the expansion. Like, there's already so much to do.
Oh my gosh,
But the mat is gorgeous.
The mat is
and
fantastic.
It's giant. And
then
I like
it
the
adds
train.
Another... another board with the expansion or whatever.
Yeah, it's the expansion
other
on there. It's a whole other frontier area, and it's got another town on it. I think it doesn't need all of that. It also, I feel like...
I think it was, yeah, solid.
Has hundreds, or at least 800 of, like, those story cards.
Mm-hmm.
I don't even care about those. Yeah.
Well, it's funny because a lot of times they're the same. We get a lot of repeats, so...
It's true. And in a big sandbox game, I don't need a story.
Mm.
Like, that's... I'm, like, making my own story.
Yeah.
So, I don't know.
I'd be there to help people who are...
That could be true. A little lost. But
it's goals.
I guess that's true. I guess it is. But it's not goals that like get you to the end of the game.
No.
It's just like participate in a gambling thing. Or I guess maybe it does. Yeah, maybe that's true. Maybe that's why. Okay. Your number five?
My number five?
Western Legends.
Viticulture.
Viticulture.
Viticulture. Top five. Another quintessential. This is my plan. I have my plan. I'm going down the line with my plan. it's funny. Like, I did not expect to love this game as much as I did, as I do. Like, the first time we played it, I was like, oh my God. We played it with the original board, too, right. Even. Like, yeah. Without the extra season and right. All of that. And then when we got the expanded board, I was like, this is the way to play. Like, yeah. This is so much fun. I love this so much. Yeah, it's the, like, gathering your grapes and, like, letting them age and then working on your orders and then, you know, just, like, boom, 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 filling a bunch of orders at once and then you, like, shoot ahead, but then, you know, someone can come from behind because they have different orders. I love it so much! I can't even, like, yeah, describe how much I love it.
Yeah, it's for, you know, it's not quite as boring a theme, in my opinion, as, like, Le Havre or something where it's, like, it's a harbor. Or it's
so
a caravan,
fun. Yeah, like you're growing,
but it's just
a
great.
Vineyard.
It's a vineyard. It doesn't sound all that fun or intriguing, but it really is a lot of fun. I agree.
Okay, my number four.
Your number four.
Nemesis.
Okay, not surprised.
I love Alien and I love sci-fi mm-hmm. and I love, yeah. I don't know, like. Scratches all those itches, and yeah, I just love. I'm like at a loss for words. I don't know. I love it. Like we got it and we played it, and I was like, I just want to keep playing this because it's so much fun. It's a pain in the butt to set up every time, but then like when you're playing it, I'm just like in the game,
yeah,
and I'm just so in the game and so focused on like what is going on with the game. So yeah, it's number four for me.
Wait, I thought that was the number five.
That was my four.
That was your four?
Yeah.
So now it's my four?
Yeah, because your five was Western Legends.
So that was your four. So I know what two out of the three top ones are, but I'm blanking on what the third one could be. So Pandemic Season 2 is
wow!
my number four.
Number two, okay. Yeah. So it ranked high for both of us over Season 1.
I haven't said Season 1 yet.
You haven't said? Oh my God, you did! No, you said... Oh, you said the regular Pandemic.
Just Vanilla Pandemic.
That's
was on
right.
There.
Okay.
Pandemic Season 2, my number four.
Uh-huh.
And I... Look at that big gasp you peeked out on there. I apparently, I like it less than you compared to 1. Because you had season
1 was lower than 2 for me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly. And 1 hasn't showed up on mine.
Mm-hmm.
But Pandemic Season 2, I mean, what are you going to say? It's a fabulous game. There's nothing wrong with it.
I mean,
it.
I can't wait. So when we finally finish Season 0, we're going to go through all of the seasons and talk about them.
On an episode. Yeah,
and
yeah.
They really do deserve their own episode.
Absolutely. 100%. The story is great. The twists are great. The gameplay is fine. I don't remember there being like a big, yeah, any sort of twists or changes in the gameplay so much. You know, big twist. You sort of make the board mm-hmm. as you go on, and it's because you're discovering things that were lost to you before, and you only knew these trade routes. And the way that unfolds. There is a pacing in it that, like, the game will make you sort of get there.
Yeah.
But you do it, there are objectives that you know, I think, from the beginning.
Yes.
But they're hard, they're going to be hard to do.
You're not quite ready yet.
Yeah, you can't really unlock that part and complete the things you need to complete. So, I don't know. I think it's just great.
I agree.
And I think there'll be more said about it right now.
But you have to do your three.
Oh, you already did your four.
I already did my four.
My number three is Star Wars Rebellion.
Okay. Not surprised. You're in love with this game.
I'm telling you.
You want to marry it.
I don't want to marry it because I married you. But if you were Star Wars Rebellion, if you were the someone in the same, I'm just telling you, Star Wars in a box. It is the movies in a box. This is A New Hope just from the beginning. If you're playing the Rebel side, your entire objective is stay hidden. Don't let them find our secret base. And if they do, they're going to destroy it. The Empire, all they're doing is looking for that hidden base. Where is it? Where are they? So I can destroy them. And it's so asymmetrical. Yeah. Like, the Empire starts with all these planets and all these resources and fleets of ships. And the Empire has, like, two ships. Or the Rebels. Which makes total sense.
Yeah.
And if you want to play offensively as the Rebels and get shipyards and get ships out, this also was, like, my absolute favorite video game as a teenager.
Oh, I didn't know it was a video game.
Yeah, real-time strategy.
Oh my gosh.
Right? No, I didn't That's know all that. You're doing. You're trying to stay hidden. You're trying to find them. And, oh, I loved it so much. But I think it was really just a trash game. Like,
How long ago? Yeah.
Well, I mean, even for the time. Like, I had friends who, like, I was like, you got to get this game because then we can play it. We can play against each other.
Yeah.
And I think one actually, like, got it. And was like, this is terrible. Why did I waste my money on this? So, it did have, like, space fleet battles in it, too, that you could, like, control and participate in. But those were terrible.
Yeah.
So, anyway, my number four.
Reincarnation. That was
my number three. Star Wars Rebellion.
Nice. My number three. Farron Park. Probably not surprising. Another one from Go. We played it. I loved it. I love it every time we play it. It is another one of those, like, I have my plan. And even more so, the puzzles are falling into place. The puzzle pieces. And
well, it was surprising because I'd forgotten you hadn't said it.
I hadn't said Farron Park. So I really love Farron Park. And it was sort of a white whale for a while because we could not get it. It was just out of print or just no one was selling it? I couldn't remember.
It was either out of print or had not been printed in English yet. Yes. I think that was probably the case.
And so it was like, I remember you showed it to me and I was like, this is amazing. I love this. And it's like, we couldn't get it. And then, you know, then you got it. And I was like, oh my God, I'm so excited to play this game. So it's my number three because I really enjoy it every time we play.
It's a good game.
Yeah. Which
number three?
It's number three. I know our games are very different.
Wow.
My number two. Do you want to guess?
Pandemic Season 2.
No.
Really, Nemesis or Dinosaur Island?
No.
You already did Pandemic Season 2?
Yes, I told you it was a couple ago.
Were they both right next to each other?
Season 1 was a little bit lower than
Season 2. Oh, then no. Then it's I don't okay. Have a clue.
Number two is Oceans.
Ooh, I forgot. I'm not surprised it's this high. I just completely forgot it hadn't come up on your list yet.
Yeah. Oceans. Wow. Fully enjoy every time
we should play that on New Year's.
We should play that on New Year's, honestly. Fully enjoy it. We have a whole episode on it where I probably just gush about it. It is. We played Evolution, and then I was like, this is really cool. This is an interesting concept.
You were very meh on Evolution. I suggested we buy it after we played it, and you were like, meh.
The concept of, like, creating your thing.
Right.
But when Oceans came out, I was like, oh my gosh, this is so cool. We should do this instead. And, yeah, I absolutely love Oceans, and every time we play it, it's so much fun. And, I'm in love with it.
So 1, 2, 3. Wow, so we're only gonna have four crossovers.
We're only gonna have four crossovers.
Wow.
Oh no, we're gonna have five.
Mm-mm.
Oh no, four. Yeah, I guess it's four.
Yeah.
That's okay. Funny. Okay.
My number two.
Yeah.
Would you care to guess?
I don't even know what's been on your I can't even remember anymore.
It's Time Stories.
Time Stories.
So Time Stories, taken as a whole, I think it's been some of the best gaming experiences we've had. Mm-hmm. I do think you're absolutely right in, like, we played a lot of them back to back to back to back mm-hmm. because we were sort of catching up.
Yeah.
And I kind of wish we hadn't done that. And I also kind of wish we just never played the Mask one. Because that one we played through like two or even three times. And it's like 10 hours of my life I need back.
Yes.
But yeah, I think you're right. I actually often, you know, we're talking about, like, oh, we should play it again. I'm like, well, we can't. Like, I just remember all the things. But I don't think after, like, the third one, you're right. I think I don't really remember. It gets hazy
after that,
honestly. I don't remember specifics, at least, of, like, the gameplay I'm talking about.
Specifics. I mean, sure, there's, like, some moments where it's like, oh, my gosh, right. I hate Mom. But, like, in general, like, I couldn't tell right. you the scenarios and stuff like that.
The only issue I think I have with myself and maybe with you putting it this high on the list is after having played it through, there were so many missed opportunities, so much missed potential. It really did it dipped and then went up a little bit and then plateaued instead of just continuing to climb and finishing with some sort of crescendo.
Mm-hmm.
It really just petered. But I did like, a lot of people didn't like the ending episodes, but I thought that, like, the Marilyn Manson, the Charlie Manson one.
That one was intense.
That one was really cool.
Yeah.
I even liked the Pirates one. So, I don't know. But taken as a whole, experience that we had with it is why it deserves this. There are huge problems. I get it. But
I mean, before what they did and what they accomplished with all of these different expansions. And yeah, I completely agree. That's why it's in my top 10 also.
Sweet.
Woo! Okay.
All right.
Who's
number
one. Say either one?
Well, me, because I'm odd.
Oh, that's true.
Ha!
You're an odd fellow.
And you can finish. Hey, I'm not an odd fellow. Pandemic season one.
Wow!
That's my number
Your number one.
I don't think this is the best game. I don't think this is one, well, obviously, I know it's one that I can't go back and play again. Actually, that's not true. I could go back and play this one for a third time.
I would love to do that. And season two. I want to play them over again.
I can't do... We've had this conversation.
I know but you know what? You just got to close that little part of your memory.
I know. The one thing that we absolutely have to do...
Throw away the key and let us all just make our bad decisions.
It is the name of a city burning in my brain that I can never, ever... I'm sorry. I want to. I'd love to be able to. Okay. But anyway... What was I saying? Oh, maybe not the best or the funnest or whatever the criteria was, but the most significant. Made the biggest impact on me, I think, as a gamer. Yeah. Seeing the way that it could be done, the way that things could be different, how it doesn't have to be a static board, ripping up cards, putting on stickers, naming the virus.
Mm-hmm.
Did we get to name all of them? No, just the
one, I
don't
think so.
Right?
Yeah.
I don't remember. I think we did name them all. But it doesn't really matter. Hmm. Doesn't matter. The fact that it starts with the most familiar thing in the world to me at the time, which is just playing Pandemic.
Yep.
Literally the first month, I think, is just a Pandemic game.
I'm pretty sure it's like an introduction, basically. But,
and then just where it goes from there was like mind-blowing twist after another.
Hit the
gas
the ground
and
running.
Didn't stop. So Pandemic Season 1 is my number one game in the closet.
Love it. All right. My number one is Dinosaur Island.
Yep.
Hadn't said it yet.
Yeah.
Yep. I mean, it's, I said it before, it's the quintessential, I have a plan, and all of my pieces are laid out before me, and I will enact this plan,
and dinosaurs.
And dinosaurs. you know, dinosaurs. So, love the theming. Love the components. We have a whole episode on it where I gush about it too, I'm sure.
Mm-hmm.
It's one of my favorite games. It's kind of a pain in the butt to set up like Nemesis. There's a lot of components.
So much space is needed. Playing two players, it takes our entire gaming table.
I really enjoy us playing two player though.
Yeah.
Although I do miss sometimes having a third player to be able to like...
Third is great.
You know,
two is
switch
awesome.
Some stuff up. Yeah. But,
four is too many.
Four is so long.
Yeah.
Unless everyone knows what they're doing.
Yeah.
And when we're not teaching it for the first time.
Right.
Yeah, and I just love it. I love it so much. So it was another one, like Viticulture, like we played it, and I was like, yes, I love this game. I want to keep playing it.
Yeah.
So I think that's the mantra of all of the games on my top 10. I love this game, and I want to keep playing. I want to
keep going.
Yep.
Well, I love you.
I love you.
And I want to marry you. Will you marry me?
We're already married, hon.
No, but wouldn't that have been like a really sweet moment? And oh, listen, on the podcast, and you'd have been like, no. And I didn't cry. Oh, I didn't cry.
Why would I say no?
I mean, look at us.
For comedic value.
Yeah. Because we like that laugh. Well, that's the top 100 games from the closet.
Thank you all so much for listening. It's funny because in the time that we have been recording these, we've received more games also. Can't wait to rank the closet again with new games and all the new stuff we're going to be getting. So keep an eye out for us on your wherever you listen to your podcasts.
Yep, don't forget, we are Game Closet Chats, and you can find us on Twitter at Game Closet Chats. And I guess until next time, Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
I'm Adam.
And I'm Bianca.
Thanks for listening, everybody.